Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording, brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Web 2.0.
Web 2.0. It's a term that may not sound like that much. After all, the internet, what could be called Web 1.0, has now been around for nearly two decades, and its effects on our personal and professional lives has already been profound. But are these changes just the tip of the iceberg? Will the radical new formats and approaches that characterise Web 2.0 revolutionise our working habits, even more profoundly than the original invention of the internet did? Somebody who certainly thinks so is Mark Mulcahy, a former DJ and self-confessed net pirate who has recently set up his own website to encourage legal exchanges of music files. Mark, can you tell us exactly what you think Web 2.0 is?
That's a good question. It's quite a vague term, invented, I think, by people who don't really know that much about what is happening in terms of web development. Basically, Web 2.0 are a number of sites which encourage much greater user participation. Sites which, effectively, you, the user, create by uploading your own pictures or music or ideas, whatever.
Facebook is the obvious example.
Sure. Facebook and MySpace are good examples. YouTube being another one. But there are many more, perhaps many not as well known.
Social networking is a buzz phrase.
Yes, everyone's saying it, as though it's something new. But really, it's about these sites creating their own communities, a space where you might have friends who you've never actually met and may never meet.
And your site encourages this?
It certainly does.
How?
Well, it's a site where unsigned musicians and bands can post music or videos of their own music.
How does this revolutionise the industry?
Quite simply, because it means record companies are no longer necessary. New groups don't need to send their music to record companies and depend on them. Now they can reach people who are interested in listening to new music directly.
So you're a pirate?
No, not at all. I make sure any money made goes directly to the artists, and not to some big company.
Record companies are saying that this'll kill music.
Well, that's obviously nonsense. Music will not die. People will always continue to pick up guitars or keyboards and sing and play music. Music will not die, but the record industry, as we know it today, might.
So what does this mean for the world of business as a whole?
I think it means that we certainly have to think a few unthinkables.
What do you mean by unthinkable?
Revolutionise our way of thinking about business in the same way that the net has revolutionised systems of marketing, publicity and distribution. It could lead to the demise of traditionally structured companies.
Surely that's a bit drastic.
Possibly, yes. But it's worth doing some blue skies thinking here. Multinational companies know this and want in on it. MySpace, for example, is not some independent operation run by volunteers and enthusiasts. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch, a billionaire capitalist. And Google and Facebook, all run by firm believers in individual capital.
Lots to think about there, then. Thanks, Mark.
My pleasure.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.